It's the best part of the week, baby. It's time to hear something funny. Here we go with your music intro. Ah!
It's a jokey, jokey, jokey time. It's a jokey, jokey, jokey time. Nick's dad tells a joke.
Yeah. What'd I say?
It's a jokey, jokey, jokey time. It's a jokey, jokey, jokey time. Nick's dad tells a joke.
Yeah. Monday morning, everybody. That means it's time for my dad to tell a joke. He's been telling jokes his whole life. And so we thought, hey, you know, you should kick off your work week with a laugh. So every Monday, my dad tells a joke. And it is generously sponsored by the Gale Street Inn every week. We thank George Karsis, who is the man, and everybody at the Gale Street Inn, which is the greatest restaurant on the planet. Check out galestreet.com. And we thank them for sponsoring my dad's joke. And here is my dad. Hey, Dad.
Hi, Ned.
How you doing?
Good.
Good. How's Ma?
Good.
All right, you got a joke.
Got a joke.
All right.
Guy goes to the doctor. Doctor's office says, Doc, I need your help. My leg is talking to me. Doctor said, what do you mean your leg is talking to me? Said, just check my leg, please. Doctor listened to the guy's hip. Here's, I need $50. Puzzled, he checked out his knee. Said, I need $30. Checked out the ankle. I need $15. The doctor replied, the problem is your leg is broken three places.
All right, all right, all right.
Well, Esmeralda liked that one.
That was a good one.
Broken three places, get it?
I didn't know what was going to happen.
Broken three places. All right, Dad, thanks, buddy.
All right, take care.
See you
Bye.
Later. There he is. See, because broke could mean two different things.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, no money.
Yes.
Oh, man.
That was jokey, jokey, jokey time. It was a jokey, jokey, jokey time. Nick's dad told a joke.
He'll do it again next Monday morning. I don't know. I've told you that what my favorite joke that my dad told.
Which one?
It's still my favorite joke. I think he's done it. Has he told this one on the air? Remind me.
I don't think so.
He hasn't?
I don't think so.
Oh, maybe you should save it.
The butcher joke? Has he not told that joke?
I mean, if he did, it'd be years.
I think he's told it. But it's my favorite joke from when I was a kid. I mean, it's what happened when the butcher backed into his meat grinder.
What?
He got a little behind in his orders. Hold on a minute now. Hold on.
Oh, boy.
All right. All right.
Hey, listen, I won a Frampton album when I told that joke on Captain Whammo's show.
Oh, really? Wow.
That's right. Mm. Captain Whammo and the Whammo Lion. Yeah.
Who were you up against?
There were like, it was usually two callers. Like one person would tell a joke and the other person.
Do you remember the other joke?
No. I mean, I called Captain Whammo every night.
Wait, with the same joke?
No, different jokes because he would do it. Right. It's the joke of the night. Yeah. And then Captain Whammo would open up the Whammo Lion. As he called it, the Whammo Lion. And I would listen. I listened religiously to Captain Whammo.
Yeah.
Religiously. I thought he was the funniest guy in the world. So I would call up and I would win. And I don't, I know that it's, what is it here? 60 days, right?
Yes.
For under $300 or something like that, it's 60 days. So in the 70s, I think it was like you could call up every other night and win.
Right.
I don't think there was a rule because I won a ton of stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say, what else did you get?
I got albums, but they were always like crappy albums. I got tickets. I got tickets to see Frampton.
Oh, there you go.
And then the other thing was that they would always make you go downtown and pick up your albums.
Did you ever get to meet Captain?
I never got to meet him face to face.
At the time.
But no, I mean, I talked to him on the phone, obviously, on the show. But years later, when I was talking about Captain Whammo on the air here, because I was like, you're married Captain Whammo. evidently, Captain Whammo's mom listened to my show.
Yeah.
I come into work week after talking about him, and there's a message on my machine. Hey, man, it's Captain Whammo. And I had him on the show.
But you never, it would have been great if you were picking your thing up and you just see him.
Just see
and
Captain
Whammo. And I
imagine
Whammo. Him walking, like those R. Crumb cartoons.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but that's what I imagine. That's how he walked
Captain Whammo
down the hallway.
There you go.